Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are live at Exotica 2022. I am excited to be at Exotica. I haven't been here in a very, very long time. I'm excited to come back, and I brought my podcast because why not? We're doing After Dark episodes here on the Exotica convention floor, and I had to have my man, Zach Woods, come and visit us here, not only in Florida, but you know, you're here with us. I thought it'd be a kind of a different environment. It's a little loud in here, but everybody out there can hear us.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate you. Thank you, Private Talk Podcast. Appreciate you. I'm out here with all the trap box and the Zach Woods goodies, and to come see my girl and let her know how we doing things out here in the cannabis scene.
That's right. So let's talk about a little bit of like our history, getting to know each other. Like, I didn't actually physically meet you until the other
just
day.
Just recently.
But it was like, I felt like I've known you because it's like when you find, when you like follow people on Instagram, you find like your likes and stuff. And obviously I'm a weed smoker. You have great weed. We have a lot of mutual friends. And not only was that an enticing thing because I knew it was great product, but the thing was, is your packaging stood out more than anybody else. And I feel like you've really taken over the market and marketing game yourself.
Thank you.
That kind of like all transpired to now your own products. So can you kind of walk
us
through
It's blossomed. It's blossomed from
So how did Zach Woods start? So let's start there.
It actually started with me putting stickers on Backwoods. I literally got Backwoods cigars and just took my artwork and put it over the cigar and was handing them out, like, here you go, here you go.
But were you always, like, who taught you how to brand? That's something that most people, you either know or you don't.
Nobody taught me.
I'm
a child from Los Angeles, California, born and raised in the 80s and 90s, watched a lot of TV, a lot of Magic Johnson, a lot of Michael Jackson, a lot of Michael Jordan, a lot of just 90s fashion, branding cross colors from cross colors to Gucci now, all the shit we're doing now, it's just... I've been in the mix of it since I was a kid. So when you're a product of pop culture and you just around it all the time, not to mention I have family in the Hollywood music and sports scene, so I've always kind of had a fucking, you know, a nose for these type of things. And when it came to cannabis and me seeing the game go that way where it's a branding thing now, I was like, okay, I see what everyone's doing. Let me splash my fucking wings in the pond a little bit. See what we can get you know.
So I see like you're the first person that I've ever seen do like a trap box. We have one sitting here on the table right here.
This
can you tell us what goes inside a trap box? How you even came up with like, you know, everything's now is like package deals.
Yeah.
Like how does somebody even get a Zach Woods trap box?
You gotta tap in with me pretty much or one of the guys from my team. The trap box is basically like what it was a way to bring the pound of weed to the people without having to hold it in a bag or, you know, I just got really tired of the whole bag thing.
But isn't a box really big?
The box is big, but the box is when you have, like, I get a five-star artist to do the design like we did for our brother Squints here. And when you add that,
it's like art, really.
Art, it's really, you're getting an art piece.
Yeah.
So you get a pound of weed in the box. Yeah, that's great. You get 14 to 16 different flavors inside the box. Yeah, that's great. But you also, when you're done with the box, you got this awesome ass piece of art.
Do you have fans that have the collector's box that, like,
I actually do.
All of them that, like, have pictures? Because I think that's kind of fascinating.
I have fans who collect the boxes. I actually number and sign each box. So when you come spend your money with me, I sign it, I number it. So I think when I get to maybe like the 500th box, I'm going to host like a party. Like, everyone who has their box, that's your ticket to the party.
Okay, how many boxes are there out now?
Right now we are at 291. We're about to, the next person that gets one will be 291.
I like
so
it.
So we working.
We working. You moving those boxes. Trap box for life, you know? So do you go all over? Can people, is it only here in Miami? And you said LA you're also from.
So how do
you spread your Zach Woods love? Because now you not only have your boxes, you have these leaves.
Basically, it's all foot traffic. You got to get out there, book those flights, book those hotels, get out there and network with the people. I pull up in all the major cities where I know cannabis is booming, whether the laws are lenient or still strict, I kind of really just pull up. I don't care. I'm about spreading the positive vibes that cannabis brings. I know that.
And the good cannabis.
Right, the best cannabis. There's not a lot of good stuff out there. Not the middle ground, not the lower tier.
I've traveled everywhere, and sometimes it's like you get what you get, and then it's like, but no, Zach Woods will come deliver. No,
to get in the trap box, you have to have some top tier shit. So all of the brands I work with, like Foreign Genetics, Grandiflora, Gas House, these are all top tier award-winning strains and award-winning brands. So I make sure if you're going to be in here, you got to have some serious firepower in your bags.
So you say you're from Los Angeles. You're all about pop culture. You're the 80s baby. You're very, like, you know, active into this kind of culture. Did you have anybody that you looked up to in the game that kind of, like, inspired you to kind of go the lane that you're going in?
Yeah, actually, I do. Actually, the person who I looked up to the most, probably in the artistic aspect of all this, would be my man Trouble Andrew, a.k.a. Gucci Ghost.
Okay.
When I first started doing my Zach Woods backwood packs with the stickers on them, I sampled a little bit, a piece of his artwork in Kelly Kapowski's, like, little halter top. And I don't know how he saw it, but he saw it, and it got in his hands, and he hit me up one day, and I kind of thought I was in trouble. I was like, oh shit, Gucci Ghost is hitting me up, like, oh, what did I do? But he hit me up and he invited me to his art studio in LA, and we had like a long 2-3 hour talk where he was just telling me about branding, about pushing it to the next level, about not being scared of a cease and desist, just going hard all the way. So really, that conversation with him, when I left that day, I just was,
it was like game on. Game on.
Crazy.
So where do you see your brand going? You know, you have all these new products. A lot of people just stop at just selling it. You're doing, you know, your marketing, you know, statewide, everywhere. But what is next for you and your company?
I mean, right now we're in the process of dropping the leaves. We got them all finished. The artwork's done. They're ready to go. We're just getting ready to do our big push for the leaves. So Zach leaves are coming soon.
Is this something that we could be able to see in stores eventually?
Yes. We're actually working on all that right now, finishing up with the lawyers and doing all the finishing touches.
Awesome.
The product's actually here. It's great. The people love it. It's rivaling Backwoods cigars, which we feel like as a whole in the cannabis community, they're ripping the people off, you know? So this is a kind of a better bang for your buck, better quality leaf to smoke for all my blunt smokers. Come try a Zach leaf, you know?
All right, now let's talk about the branding itself. We talked about how great it is, the creative art, all those things like that. Zach Woods, how did the name really come? You obviously, it's catered towards Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Were you that uber of a fan? Were you like, you just wanted, like, how did, like, everything is catered to Saved by the Bell?
Okay, yeah, so basically.
And has anybody from Saved by the Bell reached out?
They haven't reached out, but I've spoken with Mario Lopez a couple times.
Nice.
Actually, our friend, mutual friend Andy, he hosts Mario at the gym sometimes.
Yep.
So they've actually been trying to link us up. The timing hasn't been right, but I've spoke to Mario a couple times. I know he knows about it. So it's kind of funny and exciting and awesome.
AC Slater, maybe, yes, maybe, Bay maybe. We'll manifest it. You know what I mean? I'm all about manifesting and putting good positive, you know, energy into your next, you know, endeavors and all those things. So for sure.
So, you know, like, just the
whole
thing.
Saved by the Bell. So were you a fan where you watched every day after
huge
school?
Huge fan. Like, watched it every day after school. Was mesmerized when I saw Zach Morris pull out the brick phone.
So the brick phone
got
you.
That's what did it for me. The brick phone.
Because that's also one of your logos, correct?
Yes. I run with the brick phone heavily because it's synonymous to Zach. It's synonymous to the trap. It's synonymous to everybody who's
was
really.
Was Zach trapping on his brick phone in Saved by the Bell?
He was. Go back and watch those old Saved by the Bell episodes, boo.
Isn't it funny how you do that, like, now, because when you were kids, you just thought it was cool, but now as an adult, when you rewatch certain things, you're like, oh.
Because you were just, you knew that that phone was expensive, and no kid had that phone. No kid that I knew at my school.
Zach's daddy bought him that phone, and was like.
I need that phone. I need to start making phone calls at school. I want to order a pizza at school, you know? I saw him do that. I was like, yo, this guy is that dude. Fast forward 20 years when I go to start the brand, it's like, okay, I'm an avid backwood smoker. Everyone hates the backwood packaging. Looks very, very dingy. Texas, no disrespect to
Texas. Did you just taste my Texas?
Very, very cowboyish, you know?
So yeehaw, motherfuckers.
Leave Texas alone, motherfuckers. No, but being that, it was just kind of dry.
I was going to say, they are dry as fuck. Okay,
so
I
wanted to liven up the package and liven up the artwork a little bit with the colors. And if you know anything about Saved by the Bell, they were very huge on loud colors, everything real 90s splash. Yeah. So I just took a little bit of that, added that to the backdrop on the packaging, and then I took each character. I took Zach and I tripped him out. Cause it's like, okay, you're dealing with hype beasts and hype. You have to kind of grab from the 90s and then use today's stuff too. So I took Zach and I put him in a Louis Vuitton hat and a Supreme jacket. And I put a pistol
out
in his waist and I put a Rolly on his wrist. And now he's Trap Zach from 2022.
Okay.
AKA Two Stack Zach.
Hey.
So I gave them all different nicknames. And then I gave Slater. I came with Slater, pay you later, Slater. Because we all got that homie that, oh, I'll pay you later.
Not
you know,
today.
I'm good for it. Yeah, right, bro. We ain't seen you in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of like, I gave each character a nefarious name that goes with the someone
marketing
shady in the cannabis industry.
Marketing.
And as time went on, everyone started calling me Zach. So I had to embrace the name Zach, and now I actually go by that. My mom calls me Zach. Everyone calls me Zach.
If your mama calls you Zach, it's official.
It's
official.
Mom called me Zach in front of the family at the family function.
At Thanksgiving, be like, hey, Zach Woods.
Hey, Zach.
Are you giving all the family Zach Woods? Is your family, you smoke with your family, obviously?
All my family that smokes weed knows they can pull up on me at any time. I've always been the weed guy in the family. So during Thanksgiving, I'm the dude that's taking the family members.
We know where we can find you. I'm
the guy with the red eyes, with the little young nephews down the block. They're trying to hide
from mom. You can't hide the smell of that weed. So it's like there's no really hiding in any corner.
There is a way to hide it. And I'm going to do a little marketing right now for you. Well, you can hide it with my new Zach's Lemon Body Souffle.
I feel like I'm an infomercial because we're live here at Exotica.
But I really want you to smell this because this is something that a girl could use or a guy.
Okay, what did you say this was?
It's very, very all organic essential oils and organic.
What do I use this for?
Elbows,
it's lotion?
Knees,
oh, so it's lotion.
Skin,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like body.
It smells great. It's like very, like, let's see if my nose palate. It's like
so if you just
lemon,
smoke some weed,
lemon, like lemongrass.
You rub that on your fingers, rub it on, you know, and you're going to get really weed smell. If you're, for all my ashy trappers out there, I know a lot of you guys out here sleeping in hotels.
All my ashy
all
trappers.
All in those Ubers, picking up fucking pounds of weed left and right. Hey. Make sure you get you some of this. It hasn't dropped yet. As you can see, we don't have the logo yet, but my family at Sticker Farmer is cooking it up now. I'm going to give
that's
that to
good.
You so you can try it out and let me know what you think.
I'll be the reviews of the product.
Yes,
we need to sample this out.
So
and see
Two Stack Zach and the Zach Woods team is entering the skincare revolution, so get ready. You know,
good for you.
I'm making sure I got leaves. I got my own exotic soda store. I got my own skincare products. So I'm trying to do a little bit of everything.
Young King, I like it. I think, you know, I think what's great about it is, like, not only, like you said, you've always been the weed guy, whatever, but you've capitalized it in a way that a lot of people don't really take over the industry. And I think that it's important, especially nowadays, because the legalization of weed and, you know, and all the regulations and everything has changed so much, but capitalizing on something that was already yours from the get-go.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then, and you know, there's people in, you know, in jail for lesser, you know, things or
definitely.
Little amount of weeds that shouldn't be there and you know, and then it's got legalized.
This is pretty much a tribute to them. Because I actually was one of those people. I am a marijuana felon.
Okay.
You know? So I caught, in 2002, I caught a felony charge for a half ounce of weed in a little scale, you know? So I've been there, and this is definitely a time where I feel like anyone who's been locked up for weed should definitely be released. It's ridiculous. Those laws were just so out of order. And now we're in such
a different outdated place.
Outdated.
You know, things are all about change and evolution.
Yeah.
There's so many other problems out there in the world.
Out here getting money off the
if
product,
more people smoked weed,
right.
things would be better.
We wouldn't be having these shootouts and all these craziness. So I definitely think it's that time we start implementing and speaking positive of cannabis, because it's
far
beyond the time of vilifying it and people going to jail for it. That time is over.
I definitely agree with that. For sure. So let's talk about your other products. We talked about the skincare thing, but is these all different types of weed?
These are
how do you test them all out yourself?
Yes. So these are all different strains from the Zach Woods Trap Box. These are strains.
What is your number one seller, I guess? Let's go that route.
My number one seller, I don't have it with me right now because
it's sold out.
You know? It's sold out. And that is my strain called the Abuelita, which is a remix of the old Mexican chocolate. My grandmother was Mexican, so I made that packaging in honor of her. But I have several other, you know, branding ideas. Like, this is the one I made OnlyFans off the OnlyGrams, you
know. OnlyGrams,
so
baby.
We remixed that, you know. Then I have some, Back to the Future little remix right here, Back to the Piff Trap.
Okay.
So we got a couple little ideas here for my fashionistas. You
Chrome
know, my
Heart,
fashionable
little
people.
Thing.
We got the Stone Hearts.
Stone Hearts.
So if you go to Chrome Hearts in Miami, when you're done, you come see Uncle Zach, you get you some Stone Hearts.
It matches your outfit.
It matches your bag. You put it in your bag. You're doing numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Fashion and weed. Co-line.
And we have, this is one of the very classic strains from back in the day, OG Kush, which is one of my favorites, being from Los Angeles. I grew up smoking this, so I was able to do a collab with my friend Luigi and my brother Shaggy, two veterans in the fucking cannabis game as well. And we put this pack together and brought it back for the people who like to smoke that classic weed. We have the new stuff, something old, something new, something bold, something blue. You know
what I love
man?
It. What is your opinion on, like, obviously, you're the trapping way, in a sense, the trap box. You have all these things. Like, you started from the streets and, you know, where you are now with your business. What do you think about legalization as far as, like, in the stores? What do you think about weed stores and, like, brick-and-mortar type stores?
I mean, me personally, I haven't entered the legal space yet, because I've seen that there's a lot of little pitfalls that still need to be fixed, you know. But I've seen some people who excel in the legal market. So I feel like whatever your lane is, you have to find that and run with it. Some people are great for the legal market because they've never trapped before.
Okay.
You know, as for me, it's like I'm a trapper. So, like, I've been outside hopping in cars, taking those road trips to Humboldt. You know, it's been a long, tedious ride to get here, but I'm just addicted to the way we do things.
You're addicted
as
to the
now.
Hustle, but
the
it's
hustle.
Also now, too, it's like with myself
but
as an entrepreneur.
As you were saying, the way you can evolve. I don't feel like every trapper has to evolve into the legal market, and there's, like I said, there's a lane for everyone. For me, I haven't entered the legal market, but what I've done, I've used my branding, I've used my skills and all my hustling that I do to open other businesses. So you don't have to stay in the cannabis business and go to the legal market and let that be your only way to make a taxable income off this. You can open your own leaf. You can open your own, I did exotic sodas, exotic snacks. You can open other businesses with the income you make from the black market side. It's just a matter of doing all your,
for sure,
crossing all your T's and dotting all your I's on the, you know, taxes and the finances and everything like that. But once you do that, don't limit yourself to just the legal cannabis market. You can make products leaves. You can do whatever.
Endless.
You know, whatever you want.
I think that's the true thing about the entrepreneurship part of it. It's right. Like that's the difference between just the hustling part right. and then making it into a business, making right. it into where it's like not just one product, it's several
right.
products.
Several products. And that's how I am. And then see, I have so many, being that I have all the characters from Saved by the Bell, I have Lisa, I have Slater, I have, so if I drop one product like this, I could drop one, oh yeah, this is my body souffle, right? But I could do eight different flavors. Why? Because I have eight different characters. I could do Kelly flavor, Lisa flavor, Zach flavor. You know, it's just, you have to think, you know, outside the box. And then use
long game, not short game.
Yeah, long game, baby.
Long game here.
Thinking billions.
Long strokes only.
Exactly. Always the best strokes.
So, all right, we've talked about your weed. We know who you are. You're a big man in this industry. People know who you are. You walked in here and people are like, oh, I know you, Zach Woods. Yeah, what is? You know, it's good to be known for what you're good at.
Right.
But we're here in my playground. This is what I'm good at.
This is your fucking arena.
This is Exotica.
I am like, blessed to be in your arena. I've actually, you know what I'm saying, obviously been a fan for years. So this is my first time really getting to interact with a porn star from this side of the table.
For sure.
You're super chill. You're a stoner. I've always liked everything you do. So why wouldn't I come sit down with one of the
1,000. I mean, thank you.
I'm going to shower you, boo.
But how does it feel to, like, that? I appreciate all the kind words, and thank you for being a fan of all my work.
No,
great
always.
Taste in a man.
Yeah.
But how does it feel like being at a show like this? Obviously, this isn't really your playground. I mean, mine, but you like sexy women. You're
who doesn't love beautiful women?
There's toys. There's clothes. Things like this kind of intimidate you because this is like,
I'm a savage in the bedroom. You know,
I don't think you're not a savage. Why I say that is like this is sometimes when you're that much of a savage, you don't need all this extra shit.
Yeah, no.
So sometimes people are like, I really gotta go in there. I'm like, come on.
I like to explore and see what people's other interests are. You know, because obviously I might be a such beast, but somebody you might have to take a different route with a certain female based on her size or based on what she's used to. So it's not always good to just come in like, raw, savage mode. Sometimes you got to ease in there and then, you know.
No pun intended.
Get the little boat rocking and then hit a few waves.
Hey.
So, but
did you have any expectations as far as, like you said, I was one of your fan, or you're a fan of mine. Any other girls that you maybe thought you would have bumped into here or hoped to bump in here?
I'm actually looking across at Lisa Ann right here. So that's legendary, you know. But I just got here, so I haven't had a chance to really look around. But I'm going to definitely check out everything. I'm going to explore wall to wall, get my fan on, you know what I'm saying?
Wall to wall.
Pass out some Zach Wood stickers, some products. So if you're here and you're out and you see Zach at the expo, come holler at me. Come get
a pack
of Zach leaves, you know what I'm saying? And
I might give you
some weed. You know,
the best on the low. On the low.
On the low.
All right, so since this is a different type of podcast this time, since we're not in my studio, and we unfortunately can't smoke this right now, and I wish I could, but I will be doing it later. I'm going to ask you, we usually play Truth with Texas. So I usually have cards, we go through the cards, but we already know what the cards mean. So we're going to go through a series of questions. You're going to tell me what it is. You're going to give us a little bit more intimate side of Zach Woods. We know the trapping, we know the hustling, we know the entrepreneur.
Okay.
Now we want to know a little bit more.
Okay.
Do you like sexting?
Do I like what?
Sexting. Do you sex with your partner? Like, do you like the
definitely.
Like the pictures or sexting, just like the word? Like, are you like a verbal savage too?
I mean, I think you have to be a wordsmith when it comes to, you know, sexting, but you also have to have your angle game correct.
Okay.
So you gotta have, you know, if you're packing a little nice piece of meat there, you better make sure you know how to photograph that bitch. Because you can't just be sending any old musty dick shot.
So you're sending dick pics.
I'm definitely sending dick pics.
What's your angle, above, below?
It really depends. You know, I kind of got a nice little east-western curve going on. So when you come from the bottom.
I love it.
It hits them.
Private talk after dark. You get that little curve.
Yeah, you got that little curve. You know, you hit that little back corner that they love.
Have you ever sent the same dick pic to multiple girls at one time?
Yes, but I try. At the same time, yes, but I try not to do that because it's like.
Because they're all friends.
That was in my younger, more immature stages. But when you're a savage, you're a young savage. Sometimes you're just out here. I used to be on the road, trapping on tours. So I'd be whatever city I'm in. What up, boo? Bop, 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 bop. You know, and you're looking, you know, when you're on the hunt.
You're on the
prowl. Anything can happen. So I'm gonna say, yes, I've done it before. No, as an adult male now, I don't do it. No.
Okay. What is one of the dumbest things you've ever done to get a female's attention?
The dumbest thing to get her attention? Man.
What's your game? What you spitting at girls when you were in your 20s? Did you have like something like your go-to thing?
I think
thing
the dumbest thing, it wasn't to get her attention. It was to get the pussy.
But that's getting her attention.
I was in Sweden. I met a girl at this hotel. I literally tried to take her back to my room that night. She wouldn't go because she had work the next morning. But she told me, take a train 3 hours tomorrow and come see me. I'll get the hotel. So I took a train to a place called Linköping, Sweden. I've never heard of it. It's like 10,000 population. And I just went and got out in this little small village of a town and met this hot Swedish chick and beat it up.
No fear, you just were this.
No fear, but the only fear I was having, I didn't understand the words on the train, so I wasn't sure if I was going the right way. But thank God.
Did she speak English?
She did speak English.
I'm like, because I've
Sweden,
had.
Sweden people, for the most part, speak English.
Okay.
But the signs are in Sweden.
Swedish, okay.
So I had to get my little translator out and make sure I'm going the right direction.
Good for you. I had a girlfriend that we travel and they didn't have to speak the same language. She'd be like, I like it better actually because you don't talk.
Done that one time with the language barrier thing and we're damn near like on fucking iPhone.
What is it? Google Translate or
Google
whatever?
You look really hot, babe. Hold it to her ear like, you know.
That's distracting. That's very distracting for me.
Yeah, it is. But when you don't have any other way to make it happen.
True.
It's actually crazy because the first threesome I ever had was in Puerto Rico, and my first time ever flying on a plane, I was with my cousin. He was a big rap star. We landed at the hotel, and I have two girls throwing it at me, and neither one of them speak English. And we didn't have Google Translate.
They were just down with the business.
They were just down with the big nigga energy. So thank God for fucking iPhones and new technology now, because I don't even know how I made it happen with them two. This was like 2004, but I was making it fucking sizzle. I was in the hot tub going in, so it is what it is. You find a way.
What song best describes your life?
What song best describes my life?
Is there one that sticks out? Or maybe a mantra that you like go by?
A song that's kind of difficult. I would say nothing but a G thing.
Hey.
I'm from LA, Los Angeles, born and raised in the gang culture. Not a gangster no more. I'm a hustler and an entrepreneur now. But I made it out of that life. And, you know, I had many nights, shootouts, drive-bys, lowriders, Impalas, you know, ducking bullets and all types of shit. So nothing but a G thing, I would say, would definitely describe it all in a nutshell.
All right, we're going to go to the kinky questions now.
Okay.
Bondage, yes or no? Have you done it? Are you willing to explore it?
I've never done it.
So you've never, like, handcuffed a girl, spanked her, like, nothing, like, you know?
I've spanked girls.
But, like, you know, like, whips and stuff. Not just, like, spanking with your hand, but, like, you know, a little bit more, like, tantric style.
I've done the paddle, and I've done the leather.
So light bondage.
Light bondage. Okay. No tying up. No fucking.
Would you ever let anybody tie you up?
That's too much like slavery for me.
Other than if it was Alexis, Texas.
You could tie me up any fucking time. But any one of these bitches better have a bag for me.
Do you have any fetishes?
Yeah, I got a couple. I have like, you know, I like having the fucking, you know.
We want the truth here. I don't have my button, but I'm going to say.
I got big balls, so I like when the fucking girl fucking massages them shits.
Okay, with her mouth or her hand or just in general?
Mouth, hand, just no feet. Don't be trying to put your fucking feet on my dick.
Are you a foot phobia person?
Not phobia, but I don't have any fetish for the foot.
Oh.
But I will lick your toes if I got your legs over my head. I ain't going to lie.
Certain numbers.
I will fuck them. I will fuck that little meat right between your fucking toe. I will get that much.
Not the toe meat. Not the toe meat.
That's that really good untouched meat. Not many people get in there.
I like that. What's the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
The most what?
Number of times you've had sex in one day.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. They caught me off in Cialis one day. I had about seven 7-8 good rounds.
Seven times. All right.
Seven,
I like that.
7-8 good rounds. I ain't going to lie. That was my best probably. But I was tired as shit afterwards.
Have you ever had a partner that was too kinky for you?
Yes.
What was something that you were like, bitch, nah?
I used to date this Colombian girl. She was a part of related to the Escobar family.
Okay.
She was rich, obviously. She would pull up $100,000 cars every time I'd see her. It would be a different $100,000 car, but because she was so crazy and just wild, she would crash the cars all the time. So she would always pull up on me, and it would just be drugs, fast driving, alcohol, drinking and driving, sex in the car.
It was too much for you.
Fucking end up wherever we fucking end up. And it would be so crazy sometimes because I'm a big man. I don't like having sex in cars, you know?
And $100,000 cars, as much as that sounds nice, they're mostly small.
They're small.
They're not really big. And,
right. But when you have a crazy bitch who's like, no, right now, give it to me now, I have to kind of fucking
You have to give it to her now.
I have to give it to her now and try not to break the $100,000 fucking seat on this car. Or
why?
Whatever, you know?
She broke it too.
I mean, it is what it is, you know? We've been there. It was just that she was probably the most crazy.
Colombians are crazy?
Yeah, they're crazy. They're crazy. I'm sure you've had your encounter with a few.
Oh, no, who knows? Who knows? No. Have you ever been involved in an orgy?
Yes, one time.
How many people?
Like 4 or 5. All girls though, just me. All
right.
None of that. Multiple dicks in the fantasy shit.
No multiple dicks?
No multiple dicks.
All right, now we're gonna move to the spicy questions. Uh-oh. We're all a little spicy, I feel like. But you're doing
spicy.
Awesome. You've been doing awesome.
It's all good.
All right, top 5 porn stars.
Top 5 porn stars. You, I would say.
Don't be looking around for help. He's like, damn it, where?
You, probably.
We'll do 3,
Lisa,
top 3.
Sarah J, Miss Raquel,
okay.
And, fuck, I can't think of her name on top. Jada Fire.
Ooh, I love her. Have you ever had sex with a homie's sister?
Sister?
Sister.
No.
Ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Mother?
No. Aunt, yes. I got the homie's aunt one time.
Okay.
And it was funny because after I got the homie's aunt, all the homies were calling me Theo. So it was funny. I had to but she, what do we want me to do? She was
what
hot.
What do you want me to do?
I feel hot.
Like that's your answer for everything. But what do you want me to do?
You get in a lot of situations when you're a large man.
So have you had pity sex then?
Had what?
Pity sex. Like, you didn't maybe want to fuck her, but you did it because you just had to throw her a bone.
I think so. I think I've had a couple of those.
Couple.
I don't really remember them, but yeah.
What's your liquor of choice?
Liquor of choice? Probably Hennessy.
Hennessy, you forget a lot
of
things.
Get you right to it.
To the dark side
of the dragon comes right out. Yeah, Hennessy definitely. You know, if not, if I keep it light, I'm gonna say the Patron or the tequila.
Craziest place? I know you said the $100,000 car, but what is the craziest place in public you've had sex?
Craziest place in public? I would say. Probably on a beach in Cancun.
Nice.
In the water, right where everyone can see.
Did you have a lot of sand everywhere for lots of times afterwards?
Sand what? Afterwards?
I mean, when you have sex at the beach, you have sand everywhere. Like.
I didn't have sand everywhere. She might have because I was.
Were you standing up and fucking her in the ocean?
I was standing
okay,
up,
then yeah, you were.
Fucking from the back. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You're like, of course, Alexis, that's the only way I fuck.
Mean, I'm willing to bet she had a little sand, though. You know, it was a little rough for her. But, you know.
Cut or uncut?
That?
Cut or uncut?
Oh, cut, for sure. Don't come around here with that fucking ugly shit. And I'm talking to all you dudes. All you dudes that think that shit's cute or decided to just leave it, go get that shit trimmed, my nigga.
He said
we don't want no fucking germy, nothing hanging out on the inside. Go trim that shit. I know that's how you feel. They don't want to tell you. They're trying to be nice.
You know.
I'm going to say it for you. Go get that shit trimmed.
You know, uncut dick for anal is really good. Like its own barrier. It's great.
I mean, I'm sure it has its benefits, but the look just...
You know, like those things when you were a kid, those like squishy things? That's what it's like, an anal. It just keeps going.
I never played with those.
You will now. Just kidding. You're going to think of me being...
I just want to shout out to Mom for making sure I was, you know what I'm saying? Making sure I was good before I even entered the world.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
You always got my back.
Who knew I would be here with Alexis Texas talking about trim dicks? Thank God I have one. I'm with the GOAT right now.
Hey, we're here at Exotica 2022. I am excited to be here on the Miami convention floor. I have got Zach Woods. Guys, I hope that you guys are loving this interview. We are live here. We've got one more set of questions. It's the naughty questions.
Uh-oh.
So, biggest turn off. What is something that is absolutely a no for you, like a turn off?
Stink pussy. I don't give a fuck what you're going through. Do not show up with no fucking...
I don't care what you're going through.
Rod, swamp fucking box. No. And I am one of them niggas that will let you know. You might want to go shower. Don't come around.
But what if showering doesn't fix the problem? You're going to be like, you might want to go home.
Yeah, well, then you got to go. You got to go. Because, I'm two stack Zach. If there's one thing I don't do, I don't keep my mouth closed for anything but stank puss.
Have you?
I'm gonna talk my shit.
So you're two stacks, Zach. Have you stacked two booties?
I've stacked more than two booties.
Because that's like, you know, you put them on side, but
When you got, I've done the pyramid.
You're big, Zach, but three, more than two. You can't be all the way up there.
Look at these hands. I can handle a stack or two.
I'm just saying, as far as the height to get to the third.
I didn't put my name on the Leafs for no reason. I'm two stacks, Zach, because I can handle the stack.
You heard. Okay, let's see. Have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
That, I actually have not had the physical sex in the fucking air, but I did get some fucking head in the private jet one time.
I like that. All right, last question is, have you ever faked an orgasm? This is a real thing, guys.
I had to go live for this real quick. But the truth is...
Have you ever faked an orgasm? Texas wants to know.
Alexis Texas wants to know if I've ever faked an orgasm. And the truth is, yes, I have. It's a very fucking sad thing to do.
So why'd you do it?
Because sometimes, unfortunately, the girl's not doing what you need her to do.
Also, it's her fault.
Sometimes, yeah, yeah. if I'm in a position where I have to fake an orgasm, then that means it's you.
Okay, let's talk about this. So, wouldn't you just, like you said, you're the one who's going to tell the bitch her pussy stinks, so why wouldn't you be like, you know what, baby girl, you're not doing it for me, and you just get up?
I mean...
Because you're faking it anyway, so you're not going to be pleased anyway, so you could just get up and leave.
Because that's a different conversation. When you tell her, look at it.
But you allow someone, you're entering someone's holes in their body, but that's a weird conversation to be like,
you're not going to make me come. I said different.
Okay, so what's different about it?
Because they're going to get a little bit more emotionally hurt if you tell them that. You know?
Are you crying for them right now? Are they thug tears?
It's a tear of joy. Yeah, it's warm in here. When you come
We're talking about hot stuff, spicy conversations. You get only the best on Patreon. No. Private Talk After Dark. Let's hear it.
So what
was the situation? Talk about it.
Okay. Basically,
what was she not doing for you, two sides?
I don't know. It was just like it wasn't hitting the way it should have. And I just felt like I needed to get up out of there.
So did you actually like how did you fake it? Can you tell us? Can we walk us through?
Luckily, I had her bent over. So I'm And I'm like, it's just not, him. So I really just kind of took her body, and my body being that I'm big, and kind of just...
Gave her a bear hug.
Gave her a bear hug and a little bit of an earthquake. Just bear hugged her and just
did a fake shake? You did a fake shake?
You were a little fucking shake weight.
There you go, guys.
And sometimes, so if that dude ever grips it and just starts shaking, make sure you double check the fluid.
The funny thing is because I was having a conversation with my male friends, and they told me that this exists. I didn't think men would do that. But, and then they're like, I bet you're questioning
men,
every
men,
time.
Men, let them know. Let these ladies know we fake orgasms out here. It happens.
Stop faking it. Real orgasms only.
You guys fake it. We can fake it too.
Real orgasms.
You guys fake it, right?
I mean, no. I'm a professional. I know what my body needs to come. If I got to fake it.
But you faked it before.
Obviously before. But, I mean, I did porn for multiple times. But I'm also coming at a more rapid, like pace. And I'm being fucked harder than someone who's, sometimes, at home.
Hell yeah.
Tomato, tomato. But hey. I love it. I'm glad that you've been truthful with Miss Texas.
Thank you
for playing truth with
Texas. I would never lie to Alexis Texas.
You shouldn't. Don't lie to Miss Texas, because I'll always.
I've spilled more seed over this woman than Michael J. Fox at a bird feeding. God damn it. It's crazy out here.
Oh, shit. Things are getting crazy at Miami Exotica. Please let us know where we can follow and support you so they can get whatever you have going
on. Okay. My Instagram page stays getting deleted, so right now I'm under the Legend of Zach Woods. You can find me on Telegram at ZachWoods415. You can find me on Snapchat at ZachWoods554. And you can find me at ZachWoods.com for all your merchandise, all your Zach Woods tips, trays, leaves, whatever you need, booty shorts. We got glow trays. We got it all. Log on. Come spend some money. You get some free leaves with every order.
He's got it all. I have sampled not all of it, but a lot of it, and it's awesome. Thank you so much for coming on and showing us all your product, talking about all your creativity.
Thank you, boo.
The
love
things
you.
That are coming on.
I appreciate you. I respect your hustle, and thanks for having a real one on the pod.
Of course. All right, Private Talk After Dark. I hope you've enjoyed this episode with Zach Woods. Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot more episodes at Exotica Miami. Enjoy. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.